Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, August the 16th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour, 64 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in Marion. And boy, did we have problems in hour number one. Holy mackerel. Let me tell you what happened this morning, and I hope you're still with us out there. And by the way, give us a buzz if you're out there, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Let us know that you can still hear everything and we are back up and running. But what happened this morning was the system I used to connect to the computer at the studio for some reason was not connecting properly. And so we couldn't get in. And I had Sam Donaldson on the line to talk about the Trump indictment and other things going on in the world. So I'm getting Sam on the line and getting that all hooked up so I can take his phone call and we can do the interview. And I'm trying to get our program to connect, and we wouldn't connect. And Adam finally restarted the computer and did some updates and got us connected and hopefully back up and running properly now here on the air. But boy, that was a rocky hour. And then I just went and listened to what had been playing. And I think it was two things playing simultaneously. So that was interesting. Go ahead, caller.
You're on the air now, Scott. I thought you were doing reruns.
Well,
because of the festival or something, when I heard Sam Donaldson, I thought, well, I'm not listening to this. So I turned you off.
Well, no.
And I thought, well, I'll try again after 9, and then you're on. So.
Yeah, no, what happened was Sam Donaldson wasn't a rerun, but when we started this morning, there was a problem with the connection to the station, and we didn't get on right away. So Sam Donaldson eventually came on. Now, was he running over something else, or was it just Sam Donaldson?
I believe it was just him, because when I hear you have him on, I turn it off.
Don't like Sam.
Certain people that I just don't care to listen to, so I turn it off.
Right.
And stuff. But he's one. As soon as I hear him, he's off. And I thought, well, he's out there at that festival, I bet, and he's doing reruns. He didn't mention it or something. So then I thought, well, I listened to a little bit of the world news, and then I thought, well, I'll just give it another try before I get my day started if he's not on, and then I'll do stuff. And then you were on. So and stuff. So, no, I didn't hear. All I heard was no overlapping, if that's what you're talking about. It was just like normal talking. And I thought, well, he did Trump first or something. There was a Trump commercial. When I turned it on, I think Trump came on.
Oh,
I mean, you talk to that guy that sounds like Trump.
Right. That could have been, you know, I'm not even sure what was playing, to be honest.
And I thought, well, I probably heard this before. Then I go do something. See, I can't play it. Used to, I could play the radio loud. And now when somebody's sleeping, I can't. I have to sit here. And I can't, you know, turn it up and do stuff. So on Friday, my whole day's wasted until 1 o'clock and stuff. So I thought, well, I'll just check back, you know, and see what he mentions. And you're on, so
well, I'm glad you're out there.
I didn't hear any overlapping. And then when I came back, I came back, turned it on again or something, and Donaldson was on. I thought, well, I'm not listening to this. And I was doing things and stuff. And then I thought, well, after 9 or something, I'll, you know, I checked the weather to see what I could do outside today and stuff. I'll just, you know, see what he's doing. And then, you know, I heard you to give the date, and I thought, well, maybe I got on when you were doing the, like, school things. And I thought, well, you know, I'll just see what's going on. And then I figured, well, he's on now, so.
Well, I'm glad you're back with us, and I'm glad you can hear okay now.
Yeah, and I sometime when you get a chance, would you have that, what's his name? I think his name, Joe, that judge, Joe Brown, is that his name?
Oh, yeah, Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah, because I don't know if he has, I missed my far stick, because on this rope thing, Roku or whatever, I don't get the same things that I got with that. And I don't know if he has his own show or he was on somebody's show. And some of that stuff I only get, you know, short time, maybe 5 or 10 minutes and stuff. But things. But he was going after that Hal Sharpton and some people and stuff. So, well, and then I was going to tell you, Scott, I was on this, and there is a, basketball. And I got on this thing, and there is a, let me think of his name. So that I do, I'd forget it when you, he was a Celtics. He was the worst trash-talking guy. You know, he'd try to get him, he played with Magic Johnson and those during that period. He retired, I think, around 92. His name was it Larry Bird? Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, yeah.
Yeah, he sounds so neat, and I've been watching him and the things he can do. And they asked who would be the worst one, you know, to go up against these guys. And they said, not Magic Johnson or Michael, you know, and all those. They said that Larry Bird. He could figure things out. And he would tell the players, well, I'm, you know, the other team, I'm going to be down this corner. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then he asked him one time, the coach, he says, they had a white guy on him guarding him. And he says, can't you get somebody besides the white guy guarding me? Because the guy couldn't, you know. I never seen him miss one of his baskets. He could be anywhere on that court. And they said the one that would be the best would be that Larry Bird. And these Magic Johnson, all these people are talking about it. Because he'd tell the player exactly where he was going to be when he shot the ball and stuff. They, you know, and I just. That's so interesting and stuff, but I don't know what he's doing now. I know he coached for a short while, but they said he was the best, you know, in basketball. They had to name one player because he could figure it out in his head somehow. And, you know, the other ones just play ball, but he would figure things out, you know, where he was going to be and all this stuff, so.
Yeah, Larry Bird was definitely very good, and he went on to a very successful career in other avenues, which was great for him.
Well, see, I didn't know that, but he would trash talk, like he would try to, you know, get him under, you know, just, say, well, can't you guard me better, or, you know, just say to the other players to, you know, get him, off guard or something, and things, and stuff, but I think he retired 92. His back was so bad he couldn't do it anymore and stuff. But I just got on to him here. I think it was last week, so I've been watching him a lot. They've been, the little box I click on, he's been up there a lot, so I've been clicking on him and different things. And I think he'd be kind of interesting to talk to. I don't know where he lives or anything like that, but...
So that and Judge Joe Brown, huh?
Yeah, I like that. I've only heard that. Brad, I know you probably had him on. It seems like only a couple times. And I like that one guy, that comic, Green. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, Shecky Green.
Yes, if I'm having kind of a bad day, I like to hear him. Shecky Green.
Yeah, he's very funny. You know, he's 97 years old now.
Yeah, and I was going to tell you now that Joe Brown was, used that N-word, right? And I was on the other day. And you can't use it. And here's this comic. I don't know his name. He's up there, and he uses it. And then in another sentence or two, he uses it again. And I can't understand. Can comics and certain people use that word? What's going on? Nobody seems. And this probably comic, it might have been a few years ago. Because some stuff I get, it'll say at the bottom 6 years ago. You know, I have to kind of watch. But well, he's using that. And they say comics do. See, I've never been to a comic thing. I don't know what they do.
Well, it just kind of depends, honestly, on the venue. I mean, anybody could say it, but you can't say it over the airwave. That is the problem.
Well, how could he say it talking to that reporter then? I guess it was a TV thing it would be, because I could see him, so it wouldn't be radio.
Right. Well, the reporter might not have known he was going to say that.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember if it's a female reporter or not.
That's it's the only thing I could, because it's certainly not a word you would want to use.
No, and I thought, well, you got fined for that. You know, like if I'm out in public and I use it, I get fined. And then the box, you know, might be there, you know, a few days or something, and then I don't know where it goes, and then I might get that box back, you know, like a month later. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that fart stick, in a way, I got the, where the mostly blacks were harassing the police and going in, you know, and these people would audit the post office and get them fired, and they'd been in prison, believe it or not. And, you know, and they're trying to tape recorded stuff, and they had so much of that on. And when I got this other TV, it had, I don't know if I could put the fire stick onto this one or not, but I'm going to see. But I thought that Larry Bird, because he knew all these players, like, what's his name, Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and, you know.
Right.
And, you know, to talk about those, something different.
Yeah, well, it's definitely interesting, and I just think right now it's an interesting time to live in, and what I wish people would do is listen to everything and then make their own opinion, because I think in the end, that's how we're going to get through a bad time, is that if we all listen to everything, eventually we'll come up with the collective middle.
Well, when I hear somebody that is so, that they're not willing to give a little bit, you know, say like, DeWine, you know, they won't give an inch. They're right and they won't do it. I just kind of tune them out, because you have to work with everybody. If you don't like abortion, you know, that's fine. And then, but I don't believe little kids or somebody raped. I don't believe in that. But I just don't believe in abortion. I don't know. I just can't wrap my head around it, because, you know, there are so many things that you can do that not get pregnant. You can have surgery, not have sex. You can take pills, four or five things. And they should talk to people. They don't have to be getting married. And the alternative would be that you would have an abortion when you can do all this other stuff. Because when I was down to Ohio State, some of the girls were putting their husbands through college. And, you know, in the early 60s, I didn't even know there was a birth control pill. And they would be down there sick, you know what I mean, and on the couch. And sometimes you wonder, all this stuff, does any of that have to do with birth control pills instead of those shots? I don't know if anybody's ever investigated that.
You know, I don't know.
A lot of these things might be connected to that, but no, I just can't. I mean, I couldn't do it. If I did, I'd end up on drugs or a drunk. And if I adopted a kid, my kid was adopted out there, I would not see any peace.
Well, I will say this. I think that people who have abortions, I think it does affect them mentally, probably for the rest of their life. You know, I can't speak for them, but the people who I have known who have done it, like I said, I don't think I've ever known anybody who did it when I was around them. But I've known people who did it and then told me later on that it happened. But I think it haunts them all their life, and I think it haunts them mentally throughout their life, and I don't think they ever fully get over it. I think it affects the friendships in their life. I think it affects the relationships in their life. I think it affects their mental well-being on the whole. I think it, as you just said, would be a very difficult thing to do.
Well, if you definitely don't want kids or don't want them, because I know one girl at work, I don't know if she had two or three kids, and she wasn't married. And what was it? I don't know if she had that surgery. Sometimes you even get pregnant after you have that surgery. But they should give the option. And just think if that surgery, I don't know if it'd be a few $1,000s, but otherwise, most of the time, you're going to be paying for that kid until they're 18, and the thousands of dollars. I don't know, people need to sit down and think of the best avenue for things. You know, if I don't believe in abortion and I run for office, I don't know if I can let my feelings, you know what I mean, do it. I'm supposed to represent the people, not me. You know what I mean?
Right.
If all the people in my district believe in it, and and you don't see that.
Well, see, I don't think though all the people believe in anything, and I think that's the problem. Not everybody's going to agree on everything.
No,
in a district.
But like if most of your people that you represent say they believe in it, and 3/4 of them, but the other one doesn't, and then like if your people would and you don't, you can't go by what you believe. You represent the people, so that's why you should make your choice, known. And then if they don't want to put you in just because of that one thing, I mean, besides abortion, there's a bunch of stuff going on that needs taken care of. Not to focus just on one thing, but I can't see having a little 12-year-old kid have a, or somebody that's raped. That I just can't see. They're already, traumatized or something. And there's a lot of things, but some people, they just, they won't give. So I don't know.
Well, it's going to be on the ballot this fall, which that'll be interesting
in
and of itself.
That last thing, I voted yes. I didn't vote for it for abortion. I voted down the line. If you start getting a lot of these people over here, say they come from Iran, and they want to run like their country, and they want to start changing all these rules and laws, if it's working, I don't like things change. I don't like those monuments tore down. I don't care because the next step that comes 100 years from now might want, the ones they were just putting up, might want them destroyed. And it's history. I don't know. It just gets to be, I don't know. It really just, and stuff. But you have to do what's best for the people, not just, for you. You're representing them when you take that job. That's,
so you say you voted yes on issue one?
Yeah, because abortion didn't even enter my mind about that.
But that would have changed the ways that we do business in Ohio. Get constitutional amendments.
Aren't they going to vote again on it in November?
No, not issue one. They're going to vote on abortion, legalizing abortion in November.
Well, then they can take care of that then. But what I didn't want is everybody running like. I don't know, some of these New York and stuff where they're, some of them, you don't have to be legal to drive. Well, how can you get car insurance? I mean, all this stuff, and we have to go take that test. And when they're coming over, they don't have to take that COVID shot and stuff. Well, we have to, or we get fired. It's like nothing's consistent. You know what I mean? Because I know when my mom was growing up, they would have like, was it scarlet fever or something? Well, the doctor came, they put up, because there were 12, and they have 12 kids, they would put up, a sign on your door. I forget which diseases you had back then, and you didn't dare go out the door. You had to stay home and stuff and things. But with that COVID, I just saw that again about that out there in California. I don't know why nobody knew, I guess, they were doing that research on COVID-19. Now, isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard? So a month or so here, too, I haven't worn a mask. So here I'll go back wearing a mask again. I wore it out of the bathtub in the summer, hot and stuff. And because my son, probably if we got that COVID, would die and stuff. So, but no, nobody seems to know what's going on in this country, but to know what's going on in every other country.
Well,
and I want you to shape up and get the military down there. They say that cartel's over, and they're in California and those southern states and fighting and, with us. I mean, like they own those states. I just can't get this. It's just like everybody's asleep at the wheel and then pretty soon somebody's going to be havoc, Russia or China, and they're going to say, well, how did that happen? Well, guess what? You didn't vote. You didn't get... Everybody was asleep at the wheel. So,
well,
when you can use common sense, you don't need to bicker with each other. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it would be nice if we could get along, but I think people are very hard in their opinions, and they don't want to change their opinion. There is no compromise anymore, and it's my way or the highway, and that's unfortunate right now.
Yeah, because I can see back in, the Bible. Now, I told my friend about, I think, 10 years ago, they're revising the Bible again, and there's not going to be, I think, he and she in it. You can check with that preacher you have on. It's going to be, I think, they, them. They can't use those pronouns. I don't know how they're revising it. I don't know if it's coming out in 2040. I don't know when it is. and stuff. And see, back then, I didn't even think. And then the pronouns you use, I don't pay attention to that stuff. I mean, you know, if you're gender, and I don't know if you're he, and I should say a she, you know, if you're just like a woman, I'm going to think you're a woman. I don't know. It just gets too complicated. You have enough stuff to worry about, you know, and let alone growing up. If I was growing up in this age, I think I'd be a disaster.
And yet,
I really think I would be. We didn't have much. We had a small farm. I think my dad's a brickyard, which he would be about 125 years old or something, because he didn't get married until he was 45. I don't even know if he made 50 cents a day or something. I mean, growing up, we had nothing. If you had a car, you were lucky, you know, in the 40s and 50s and stuff. But I said I wouldn't take it, you know, to be rich and be a millionaire. I had the best childhood I could have, the animals, and just playing. Played outside all the time. Wintertime, you know, that's what you did. You didn't have much to do and stuff and things. And kids have everything now. They're not happy. And I wouldn't. My childhood, I'm kind of like Loretta Lynn. You know, the inside bathroom and stuff. But, you never thought of that. That's how you were raised. And you just, and stuff. And I wouldn't give that up for $1 million because your mom and dad was there. And I knew if mom anybody said anything about us, well, mom would be there because she was the second oldest. She had an older brother, but when they teased her younger brothers, they didn't pronounce their words, you know, really clear, some of them, but she would fight. She'd go beat the boys, you know, for picking on her brothers and stuff. And you just felt safe. You knew that, you know, nothing was going to happen to you because Buddy should be there and stuff. So, but I see these kids as I'm in town, and this is totally different. Sometimes I feel so sorry for the poor little kids. You know, they have bathrooms and stuff and can be clean. And I don't know. It's just like they don't have any parents here. You know what I mean?
Well, it's definitely interesting. And I thank you for calling this morning. Thanks for being
out there.
Yeah,
I'm going to get off here. I'm taking up too much time.
No, you're okay.
In trouble.
You're okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
40 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And if you have an opinion or anything you'd like to share, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I do want to let everybody know, we've been talking about the Bratwurst Festival this week, that we will be broadcasting live from the Bratwurst Festival Friday morning, 8:15 until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I do believe we're going to be broadcasting there Friday night as well with the big Friday night show, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Friday night. We'll be right in front of the Bratwurst Festival office where we've always been, which is right across from Wendy's. And we always have a tremendous time at the Bratwurst Festival. That will be Friday, so tune in Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. I love seeing the people in their dirndls and the polka music, and it's just going to be tremendous. I wanted to make sure Pastor Craig and Pastor Whitaker were okay with doing the shows over there, and I touched base with both of them yesterday, and they are both in good shape to do that. So it's going to be fun Friday from the Bratwurst Festival, first time in 2 years, so we look forward to that. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If you have anything to say in regard to anything we've talked about on this show this morning, if you did hear any of the Sam Donaldson interview, let me know. And again, we thank Adam for fixing our issue this morning, getting our computer restarted and moving correctly. And also thank him for putting the Sam Donaldson interview up on the website, which it is up there now. If you want to listen to it, if you did not get to hear the whole thing in its entirety, WWGH1071.com. All right. Well, school's back in session today for some students. I believe River Valley went back to school this morning. I believe Pleasant went back to school this morning. It's nice that kids are back in school having a good time. You know, it's fun to see kids' pictures as they go back to school. A lot of parents will show kids pictures from past years, and it's very, very nice. So happy first day of school to everybody who went back to school, and happy first day of school to all the parents who celebrate this day. Okay, well, what else do we got going on? Not a whole lot this morning. Remember the Bratwurst Festival Friday morning? Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you about. Yesterday, I had to go to an appointment. And it was no big thing at all, but I just had to go to an appointment. And it was a long appointment. It was like a two-hour thing from beginning to end. And it's kind of interesting because I mean, I really didn't tell anybody that I was going to this appointment because it was no big deal. But yesterday, I did end up telling somebody that I was going. And immediately, they were saying, are you okay? Do you need me to pick you up? If I had known you were going to be there, I would have come and kept you company. You know, that's a real, really nice person. And the caller there, that's what made me think of it. The caller there was talking about, you know, nice people. We still have an awful lot of nice people out there in the world. We really, really, really do. And I'm lucky enough to be around a lot of nice people who go beyond what they really need to do. And I really do appreciate that. You know, there are a lot of people who are not like that. Now, I don't want to get on the downside of anybody here, but I have been around some people who just cannot deal with that sort of thing very well. I don't want to say they're not dependable. It's not that. It's not that they're not dependable. They're just not, I don't know. I don't think they have a whole lot of empathy. I think they have empathy for themselves, but I don't think they have empathy for other people. And that's sad, but that's the way it goes. And choose the people in your life very wisely, I guess is the best way to put that. So I thank the person yesterday for reading me the riot act, for not letting them know that I was going to do something. And that's about all I have to say in regard to that. All right. 740-751-4038. Don't forget the back-to-school giveaway, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at McDonald's, 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app. Who doesn't have the McDonald's app now? I think pretty well everybody does. Back-to-school giveaway, August the 23rd. All right, let's see if we can get a little bit of Family Feud in here today. Have a little fun before we go off the air the last 15 minutes. Voice of the People with Linda Sims will be on today, 10:15 to 12 noon, and Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1. Okay, let's see here. What's a category we have not done yet? Well, this is an interesting one. For all you cooks out there, name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Now, there are six answers here. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answers? Six big answers here today. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Now, really with this category, you just have to think of the way eggs are prepared. That's how we're going to get to where we're going. Go ahead, caller.
I would say I'm a pretty scrambled up guy, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. I would say you're definitely scrambled. That might be your new nickname, Scrambled Eggs.
Yes, Scrambly Boy. Yep. I think of something better. It's not quite up yet. Is that on there?
Scrambled eggs is number one on the list.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
See you later.
All right. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, number one on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Five other answers to go. How many of you out there prepare eggs? Scrambled is number one. Kind of an interesting category here when you think about it. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Now, scrambled is definitely number one. 53 people said scrambled. How else would you prepare eggs? That's really where we are here. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a way that eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled was number one.
Go ahead, caller.
I guess from time to time I can be a bit hard-boiled, wouldn't you say?
I would say hard-boiled number two on the list. You got it. Now, what did you make of Sam Donaldson this morning?
Well, he's not a fan of Donald J. Trump, as he calls him. His voice is, and his delivery, just like we're watching the news.
Yeah, it hasn't changed very much over the years.
I mean, there are two sides, and I'm not even quite sure, because one's a witch hunt conspiracy, and you know, not like some other things that have come across of late, and one is that he's very guilty. I think when you're in politics, you know, the corruption is so easy to come into. And we knew Donald Trump, when he was elected, was a bit of a head case. So I can't say it's overly surprising. Certainly it's good. It's a good time for being a talk show host, Scott. Plenty to talk about, plenty of opinions.
Well,
Donald Trump, love him or hate him, he certainly has caused people to be involved in politics, learn about history, decide whom to vote for, and that's a good thing. He generates interest in our system, which I think is important.
Well, as time goes on, people will make their own decisions, and I hope that's what people do, and that's why I like the type of show that we do, because you're left up to your own devices after you hear something to draw the conclusion that you want.
Opinions, I'll say that much, right?
What's that?
We are scrambling opinions from many different guests on your show.
Well, I think that's what you got to do.
Are you going to post a back-to-school picture of yourself tomorrow when the city schools go back in session?
You know, I no, because honestly, I don't have any pictures of myself when I was younger. I think my mother probably still has all those. I don't have any of that.
Okay, you mean like a picture of you teaching the first class?
Oh, you want to see that?
Somebody bring you an apple, maybe? Do they still do that?
You know, I don't think I've been given an apple. I've been given other things.
Okay, that's good. Well, apples are healthy, so I figured if you're going to give anything to a teacher, give him or her an apple, right?
That take what you can get.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you, bye-bye.
All right, name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, number one. Hard-boiled, number two. Still four other answers to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 53 people said scrambled, 13 people said hard-boiled, and there are four other answers to go. 740-751-4038.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, he took mine. I'm going to say sunny side.
Sunny side up is number four on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right, sunny side up shows up at number four on the list here today. Still have three left to go. Like I said, this is really about the preparation of eggs, not so much the question. If you can think of a way to prepare eggs, you probably have a good answer here. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, number one. Hard-boiled, number two. Sunny side up, number five, I believe. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Over easy.
Over easy, number three on the list. You've got it. Did you get to hear any of Sam this morning?
All right. It was a little choppy, but yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a mess this morning starting the show. But
he always has a good word to say.
Well, I'm glad you're out there with us. Thanks.
All right.
Over easy shows up at number three today on the list. Scrambled, number one. Hard-boiled, number two. Over easy, number three. Sunny side up, number five. We've still got two answers left. 740-751-4038.
All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll say fried.
Fried is number four on the list. You've got it.
Fried shows up at number four on the list today. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. All right, one answer left on our list here today. Does anybody have the answer?
Go ahead, caller.
Well, now I think I'm getting a little fried from drinking too much coffee.
But we just got fried.
Okay. about we have hard boiled? How about soft boiled?
No soft boiled on the list.
Last but not least, this isn't really the final preparation; just part of the preparation, like cracked. You know, I'm a bit cracked, or I crack up.
No cracked on the list.
You crack an egg. Okay, well, I tried.
All right.
All right. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard boiled, over easy, fried, sunny side up.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say over easy. I don't know what that means.
We've got over easy. Number three.
Okay.
We've got over easy. That's number three on the list. The category again. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled was number one. 53 people said scrambled. Hard boiled was number two. 13 people said hard boiled. Over easy was number three. 12 people said over easy. Fried was number four. 11 people said fried. Sunny side up was number five. 7 people said that. One answer left. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, now it's time for a pun, Scott. This will not be there, but you will admire the cerebral nature of this answer. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. Died, like you're dying an egg for Easter, but dying mean a person who has ended, his or her life has ended. Of course, a different spelling, but they're homophones. That won't be there, but I thought that would be kind of a cute answer, even though it's kind of unfortunate, just using that pun and homophone that I'm somewhat famous for.
We all got to go sometime, but died is not on the list.
But that's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, not bad.
Okay, I thought you might like it. All right. Okay,
thanks.
See you later.
Died is not on the list. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled number one, hard boiled number two, over easy number three, fried number four, sunny side up number five. One answer left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say raw.
Raw is not on the list.
My dad used to do, I forget what it was, something, and they were raw.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, German. It must have been something the Germans did. Yeah, I remember a little kid seeing him do that. Okay.
No raw eggs on the list here today. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. We've got scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up. One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 55 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, let's go back to the phones here and see if this person has the answer.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about deviled eggs?
No deviled eggs on the list.
No deviled eggs on the list here today. You know, deviled eggs are very difficult. I've always said preparing deviled eggs without cracking the membrane of the egg is very, very difficult. And then you've got to get that, whatever that mixture in the middle is, exactly right. It's very easy to mess up deviled eggs. If you can do a good deviled egg, you're high quality. Let's put it that way. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I would say deviled is a good answer. I'm kind of surprised. I did have to cheat a little bit and take a look at ways to prepare eggs because culinary arts is not one of my expertise areas. But let's go ahead and say baked.
No baked on the list.
I'm not even sure what a baked egg is. Do you put it in the oven or something? But, okay, well, I guess that was a half-baked answer, right?
Half-baked. All right.
No baked on the list today. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up. One answer left to go. 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're under 3 minutes. Who's going to get the last answer here today? Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, Took Everything with number one, 53 people. Hard Boiled was number two, 13 people. Over Easy, number three, 12 people. Fried, number four, 11 people. Sunny Side Up, number five, 7 people. And then our final answer, 740-751-4038. 2 minute warning.
Go ahead, caller.
This is weird. I'm going to say Tickled.
No, they do. They pickle eggs, but no Pickled on the list.
No Pickled eggs on the list today. Well, let's see if this person has the answer.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, this list that I found, Scott, shows ways to prepare eggs. And I don't even know what a steamed egg is, but steamed certainly could describe a person.
It could, but it's not on the list.
Okay, we'll keep trying.
No steamed on the list here today. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up. One answer left on the list, and we're under 2 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Under 1 minute, don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Today, 10:15 to 12 noon. And then you got Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. You don't want to miss either one of those hip happening shows. Are we going to get one final guest today? 740-751-4038. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up. One left to go, 740-751-4038. Well, it looks like the clock's going to tick out on this one. But again, Voice of a People with Linda Sims coming up next here on the station. And Adam the Computer Guy, 12 to 1. Happy back to school day for the kids and the parents. And for this day, Scott Spears heading for
the
dugout. You're
listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this.
Well, what do you do? Just tape it, tape the shows as they go. But you